The children's books by the author and artist Demi are works of art, with brilliant jewel-toned colors, intricate patterns, and gold leaf on every page. The books look like they belong on a museum wall instead of in a child's playroom. Her latest book is called Muhammad. It's the story of the Prophet and an explanation of the creation of Islam and the Quran. Demi goes by just one name, but she was born Charlotte Dumaresque Hunt. She says she began Muhammad, just as she begins most of her projects, with a long meditation. Only then does she get down to work.
With really no words at all, I just began that process of painting. It just was like a happening, the whole thing. And a page like all the angels flying in the sky and all the angels lined up. It was just almost like witnessing a painting appear before me.
Did you know when you began this project that you would not be able to depict Muhammad's image?
No, I didn't. All my life I had been collecting this wonderful Islamic art in all the books I could ever find, and so many of them were Turkish art books where Muhammad is always depicted with a wonderful nimbus and flames around his head, and so much of the Persian art, too, is the same way. So I thought that would be my standard.
Well, what a dilemma. I mean, you're putting together a biography of someone that you can't actually portray. How do you solve that problem?
Well, I think in my despair, I just grabbed a piece of foil and just plunked it on top of the page and sent it off to my editor and said, well, this is other than a painted picture. Can we use foil? And to my utter surprise, they all said yes. So this is how Muhammad came to be, and to everybody's satisfaction.
Would you mind reading from the book for us?
All right. On the night in the year 1620, shortly after Khadija died, Gabriel appeared to Muhammad to prepare him for a night journey through paradise that came to be known as the Ascension, or Mirage. Muhammad mounted a divine creature called Barak and rode from Mecca to Jerusalem, where he led the prophets Abraham, Moses, and Jesus in prayer. Muhammad traveled with the angels ascending through the heavens until he reached the seventh heaven, where he was brought into the light of God's presence himself.
Could you also describe the illustrations for us?
Oh my. These are pages where there are, I would say, 200 angels at least flying around Muhammad as he's ascending into heaven. Well, this was one where I did a very big meditation that day, and I just began, I remember, in the lower right-hand corner, and because the clouds are all swirling around in different directions and the angels are flying in different directions, I really don't know where I was, but I remember I ended up in the top left-hand corner about 4 hours later, and it was almost like I'd been there. It was just so quite wonderful.
The illustrations in your books are absolutely splendid. They're just beautiful. Can you tell us about your painting technique? I understand that you actually paint on silk.
Well, I do paint on silk. My husband has been able to get wonderful silks from Shanghai that have wonderful names like snow silk and snow goose silk and all kinds of wonder. It's almost like a poetry book when you hear the listing of the names of just the silks. But the traditional paints are used too. Black is made from 10 parts pine soot, blues and greens from azurite, malachite, and indigo, reds from cinnabar, real gar, and orpiment, and with brilliant red from a flowering vine. And to all, powdered jade is added for good fortune. And then the paints are applied with brushes that are made of sheep and rabbit, goat, weasel, and wolf hairs that are picked in autumn for pliancy. And for extremely fine work, a brush of one mouse whisker is used. So that is like a little poem of just the paints.
You seem to be drawn to books that have strong spiritual and moral underpinnings. Gandhi, King Midas, these are all books with a message that seems to be very important to you.
You know, for many, many years, I did novelty books. I did a whole group of pop-up books for Random House. And for years, I did different folk tales from all over the world. And it just seemed to be a natural progression into something that really does have a lot of meaning, and at a time when there needs to be such a meaning.
What do you want children and their parents to take away from this book?
Well, I would hope that they would understand different cultures, and hopefully the world will be one, as I say, in the very end of the book. I dedicated it for all in one and one in all, which is also one of the great sayings of Islam.
Demi, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
The author and artist Demi. Her latest children's book is Muhammad. You can see plates of her exquisite illustrations on our website, npr.org.